This is The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick. We want to go live now to Dallas in the aftermath of the shooting of five police officers, the shooting of 12 police officers, five dead, seven wounded, after protesting protests last night, which were in turn protesting shootings in Louisiana and in Minnesota. Chris Connolly is a reporter for KERA Public Radio in Dallas. Chris, welcome to the show.
Happy to be here.
We heard this morning earlier from the mayor and from the police chief of Dallas and from others. What's the latest?
Right. The police chief said that after an hours-long standoff, they sent with one of the suspects, they sent in a robot with an explosive device to get in there after talks had broken down. But that's what eventually killed the suspect. But before that, they said that in talking to the suspect, he sounded lucid, and he was saying that he was angry, that he wanted to kill white people, that he wanted to kill white officers after the shootings of black men by police officers.
And as far as we know, this suspect who's now dead, who you described, had help, and there are others in custody. What are police learning?
There are others in custody. They're not saying much. The mayor of Dallas came out and said, you know, we're not going to tell you very much at this conference. They say it's an ongoing investigation. There are two people in custody, but not a whole lot is known about them. And so we're still waiting for more information from the police department on who they are and what their involvement exactly was.
So when this violence happened, of course, it was a protest, including a Black Lives Matter protest that was protesting the other killings that have happened within the last 72 hours in Minnesota and in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. What have you heard from organized protest groups or even individual citizens who were part of that protest?
Mostly they're horrified by this. This was a peaceful protest. It was intended to be peaceful. You know, there was a sort of there's a sense from organizers that this is not what we intended. This is not something that we want associated with the protesters that were out last night. I mean, you had sort of scenes of police officers, Dallas police officers, taking, you know, selfies and photos with the protesters who were out last night. So, you know, even though there's sort of tension in the politics of this, I think that this was never intended to be anything that would escalate like this. I think that the protesters were wanted it to be peaceful, and that's how it was until the shooting happened.
Dallas officials, as you said, the police chief and the mayor aren't sharing a lot of details on the other suspects who are in custody. What's their next move here? There's going to be a rabid media and a curious media wanting details on who they have in the station house there.
Right, and you know, they've said that they will sort of continue to update throughout the day. There is a vigil that's going to be held. It's a sort of the next, I guess, public gathering at noon that's going to be, I think, more oriented toward, you know, praying for the victims and families of the victims, and you know, led by religious leaders to, you know, sort of give people a space to come out and, you know, show support for the officers who were shot.
And now the mourning in Dallas has to be multiple fold. Obviously, sons and daughters of Dallas police officers gunned down guarding a protest. Also, many protesters in Dallas were already out in the streets expressing their outrage over the killing of two black men, one in Minnesota and one in Baton Rouge. This has become a convoluted set of mourning for the people of Dallas and for the rest of the nation. Chris Connolly, reporter for KERA Public Radio in Dallas. Thanks for being here.
Sure thing.